It's just Naina, actually. So, the topic I've chosen for today is one which has puzzled me for a long time, and I've collected together from a number of sources. What causes forgetfulness? The phrase which comes up here and there is koshe l'shikcho, which is really like a euphemism. Koshe means difficult, l'shikcho, to forget. But really what it's saying is maybe l'shikcho, what will bring you to forget. Some of the things which we're going to talk about might seem like common sense. Some of the things we're going to talk about we can accept and with understanding, and some things I'm going to talk about are very difficult to understand and touch on the mystical. When I say the mystical, in fact, the one who does bring down a lot of these from the original sources is the Arizal, who was well known as a mystic. So even if I'm not able to explain everything to you, and some things might still seem a bit puzzling, at least I can share with you what I found, and maybe we can come to a number of conclusions. And we're going to start with a Gemara from Horoyos. First page of your handout. And before I tell you about the Gemara in Horoyos, there is a Yerushalmi in Horoyos, in this Perek, which gives a little story. It says, the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up on the mountain, he was learning Torah. And suddenly, while he was still up there, he forgot it all. And then Hashem said to him, I now give you all the Torah which you learned back as a matana. And he came down and he taught us the Torah. What is the significance that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot all the Torah that he learnt before he even came down the mountain? Say Chazal, it's in order to teach us, including even the fools, that we've all got hope. If Moshe Rabbeinu could learn the whole Torah and forget it, and then be able to teach the whole Torah to us, then we should never lose faith in ourselves. That if we forget things, to say, ah, there's no hope for me. There is hope for each and every one of us. Says the Gemara in Horoyos, the second line, Tana Rabbanon, Chamisha Devorim Meshakim Esalimud. There are five things which make you forget your learning. If you eat from a piece of food from which a mouse or a cat has already eaten. If you do such a thing, you will forget your learning. If you eat from the heart of an animal, and subsequent commentaries write, Behemoth Chayo Ba'oth, Marami Rothenberg says, that he refrained also from eating from the heart of a bird. Varogil Bazesim, somebody who regularly eats olives. Now don't get frightened, because we'll explain this a bit in a moment. Vashosamayim Shulshurachit, so one who drinks water which is left over from a body wash. Varochet Raglov Zu Al Gabezu, and one who actually washes his feet when the feet are one on top of the other. Somebody who puts his clothing underneath his head when he sleeps. And some say, well, if you put something in between, in fact the Mishnah Berurah brings this down, if you put something in between your head and your clothes, then there's no problem. Now, I must admit, I don't understand all of these, and I've looked a lot in them before to try and explain some of them. And some of them do seem rather Kabbalistic. But we'll go into those later, we'll just carry on a bit more in the Gemara. Chamisha Dvarim Meshivim Asalimud. Ah, there are five things which bring you back into your learning and help you not to forget. Pas Pachmin, bread made from wheat. The Choshe came Pachmin, all the more so just wheat itself, Atzmon. Va'ochel Beitza Megugeles. Somebody who eats a roasted egg below melach, but without salt. Harogil b'shemen zayis, somebody who regularly digests olive oil. Before we spoke about olives, now we're talking about olive oil. Harogil b'yayin v'somim, one who regularly drinks wine and eats with spices. Now, I don't want you all suddenly now going off to the pub every evening to drink the wine and then complaining that you have to attend Alcoholics Anonymous. But it's saying that if you drink wine and have spices, that is good for remembering your learning. One drinks water which is left over from the remnants of the dough, which is used for kneading bread. And some say, one who dips his index finger in salt, the ochel, and eats it. Salt, yeah. And then the Gemara carries on and says, what about this subject, Harogel B'Shem Zayis, one who drinks olive oil? Masayle Rabbi Yochanan, this goes helps according to what Rabbi Yochanan said. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, K'shem Shazayis M'shakeach, Limud Shal Shivim Shona. Just like the olive can make a person forget what he learnt over 70 years, Kach Shemen Zayis, so olive oil, Meshiv Limud Shal Shivim Shona. He can bring back what you learnt for 70 years. And if we carry on after the two dots, by Rogel B'Yayin of Somim, one who drinks wine and has spices, Masayle LeRava, this goes, helps according to what Rava said. So Omar Rava, Rava says, Chamro V'Richni Bikim. I was made wise by drinking oil and having spices. Let's carry on a bit further. I know I've got a time limit. But I don't know. That's what he wrote. That's what he said. He debates if you dip once into salt or not twice into salt. Rabbi Yosef Ashtayim Velo Shalosh, she says twice into salt, not three times into salt. V'simonech kemitza, and you should remember your mnemonics with your kemitza, which is your middle finger. And then the Gemara carries on, Asa Adron Kashim Limud. There are 10 things which affect your learning. Over tachas afsahad gomel, a person who passes under the bit of a camel which is put between its teeth. The kosher came tachas gomel afsah. If you crawl underneath a camel, you will forget your learning. But over ben shnei gemalim, and one who walks between two camels. But over ben shnei noshim, one who walks between two women. Well, isha, we're not suggesting that women have anything to do with camels. Just in case any of you are disguised here as a woman, I have to say that. Well, isha haveres ben shnei noshim, a woman who walks between two men. Well, over metachas riach rasha levela, a person who walks under the noxious smell of a carcass of a dead animal. But over tachas hagesher, a person who walks under a bridge, what kind, shlavru tachas of mayim mem yom, where no water of a stream had been under it for 40 days. But ochel pas shlo bishol kol tzarcho, a person who eats bread which has not been properly baked. But ochel bosa mezuma, one who eats meat from a soup ladle. Mezuma listrin. But show some amas hamayim, a very specific chorus. A person who drinks water from a stream which transmitted through a cemetery. But mustakel bifnei hameis, a person who stares into the face of a dead person. The yeshomim, and some say, afa karek savshal gabe akever, one who reads the inscription of a tombstone aloud, which is on a grave. Some say only relates to writing which is actually projecting from a tombstone and not which is set inside a tombstone. You're asking me to explain, I'm not very sure. The thing which puzzled me a lot was the olives business, because it says with olives you forget, but it says harogel, one who eats regularly.
So I'm talking about just no mention. I mean, how long's a forgetful period?
How long
is the forgetful period?
I don't know. Although it talks here about 70 years worth of learning with the olives.
So it
can balance itself against certain other things which I'm going to tell you about, which help you remember. So there is a list, in fact, of 28 things I've found which talks about which help you remember your learning. And of course, if you deal with those as well, that will offset those things which make you forget. There are, possibly you say, that by doing those and by doing the two together, then, well, you might learn and forget. The olives puzzled me because olive oil is talking about helping you remember. I found the Maharsha says that if you look at the Shivas Haminim, the seven kinds of fruit of Eretz Yisrael, they are all a shvach, they all give goodness to you, but it doesn't actually say olives, it says Eretz Zeis Shemen Udavash. Zeis Shemen, people usually translate as olive oil, although olive oil is Shemen Zayis. And therefore the shvach, the praise which is given to olive oil, is good for you. whereas olives itself is inferred by the pasuk that maybe olives are not so good for you. I found in another source that when we're talking about olives, if you consciously have no intention of forgetting your learning and you're not regularly eating olives to such a large extent, it's not really harmful. And so there's a yesh omim. A lot of these things are not brought down to halacha. A lot of them are mystical. The Sefer Siach HaSodeh says, written by the son of the stipler, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he says, although most of these are not brought down to halacha, it's correct to be machmir and to be careful with all of them, because we don't know what effect they might have. The next page of your handout, though, does bring the basics of the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll look at some of those. So if we look at the second page, which is the siman base of the Shulchan Aruch, and we look down into the Mishnah Berurah, into the fourth wide line, towards the end of the fourth wide line, after a full stop. Have we got it? Hameniach malbushov merashosov. Somebody places his clothing under his head. Mishkach limudo, he will forget his learning. The Epsha, but it's possible in Meniach Dovor Acheh Mafsik Beimosha Lubgodov, if he puts something in between, Ein Kepedo, there's no problem. The Chen Yezayin, so a person should also be careful, Melilvosh Beis Malbushim Yachad Bifnei Atzmam. A person should avoid putting on... Thank you. In one go, a person should avoid putting on two items of clothing together, Kashel Shikha, can cause forgetfulness. Hakari Kasav, a person who reads the writing, Shal Gava Kever, on a grave, O Hamistakul Bifnei Ameis, or staring at a dead body, Shkath Limudo, a person will forget, V'ayin over Prima Godim, with Roim HaMachzeh HaLimud, and look in the Prima Godim, which lists things which bring you back your learning, which help you remember. We'll talk about those in a moment. So this is Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is practical everyday halacha, so you can see that some of these things that which we've been talking about are brought down. Similarly, if we look at the next page of your handout, Hilchos Netilas Yodayim, and we look on the right hand side in the Shulchan Aruch at the top, Sif Yud Ches, have we got it? The last line of Shulchan Aruch, which is at the top of the page, Sif Yud Ches, Eilu Dvarim Tzrichin Netila, the Mayim. These are the things which you have to wash your hands with water for, following these events. When you get up from bed, when you come out from the toilet, from the bath, one who cut his nails, one who took off his shoes, one who touches his feet, if one rubs his hair, or kofet might mean probably washing his hair, but scratching his hair, one who walks amongst the dead, one who touched the dead body, one who, I think this could be translated as fumigated his clothing, where he's worried about vermin, even if he didn't find any vermin or any fleas. Bamashamish mitoso, one who had intercourse with his wife. Anagia bekino, one who touched the kino. Anagia begufo biyodo, one who touched his body, which is normally covered by clothing, with his hands. Umisha osa achas mikolelu venonotal. If a person did not wash his hands after any of these, im tamid chocham hu tamudem ishtakeach. If he's a Talmid Chacham, his learning, he will forget. Then ain't no Talmid Chacham, and if he is not a Talmid Chacham, yose midato, he just goes senile, I think that's the right expression. He will just go weird in his head. And you might think to yourself, well, you know, I forget to wash my hands, I come out of the toilet, okay, it's not hygienic, it's not right, it makes sense to wash one's hands, but we're saying to you, if you don't wash your hands, then you will forget what you have learnt. Now this is something quite severe. This is brought down then into a very basic halacha about washing hands from the raw sources. Therefore, it's got to be taken seriously. There are many other examples which I have found which talk about this idea, and the Magen Avraham is one of the acharonim in the Mefarshim who gives a lot of emphasis to some of these things. He mentions the piece about not putting on two clothing in one go. He brings in Siman Kof. In Siman Kuf Nun Ches, Sifkot and Yud Zayin, a person who wipes his hand on his clothes will forget his learning. So it's always very awkward, you know, you come to shul and somebody forgot to put out the paper towels and you've got nowhere to wipe your hands, and it's very tempting to go, oh, well, just wipe your hands on your clothes. It's not on, it's against the halacha, and he brings this down from the Tashbats. One does not wipe one's hands on one's clothes. Similarly, he talks about the olives business in Simon Kuf Ayin, Sifka on your test, although he says, if a person is makel b'kavona, he's thinking when he eats his olives that this is not going to affect his zechira, then he said there is no problem. But he emphasizes you do not eat the heart of an animal, the heart of a chaya, or the heart of a bird. And he brings this down from the Kesavim, which is the Ari HaKodesh. The Ari was the famous mystic of all. There are some other things which might sound like common sense. If a person doesn't do chazara on his learning, says the Arizal, a person will forget one's learning. So obviously, if you're going to a Daf Yomi Shir every day and you don't do chazara on it, then it'll slip from your mind. Says the Arizal, you should learn over what you should learn 101 times, and then you will not forget. Why 101? I found one explanation. If you look at the gematria of shochach, forget, and Zohar, remember, the difference between them is numerically 101. Says the Arizal, a person who has gaiva, big-headedness, will forget his learning. Brings this down from Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis. A person who easily gets angry will forget his learning. So it says in the Gemara Nadorim, Kaf Beis Amud Beis, and Pesachim Samach Hay Amud Beis. A person who worries a lot, a big worrier, will forget his learning. This is brought down from Rashi and Sanhedrin, Daf Kaf Vav Amud Beis. A person who's worried about his food, his livelihood, will forget his learning. Tosfos speak about it at length. A person who eats too much, or likes to have very long meals, and overindulges in his food, will forget his learning. So says the Gemara Memtes, Gemara Pesachim Memtes Amud Beis. A person who indulges in Devorim Batalim, things which are regarded as a waste of time, this is brought in Shi'a Shirim Rabbah, from a Pasuk, Shemen Tu'ak Shemecha, and it says there, a person who is indulging constantly in lazy matters which have no meaning will forget his learning. A person who fails to stand up for his Rebbe, says in Gemara Kiddushin, Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, and one should make sure one does, otherwise one will forget one's learning. So those are a number of other examples. If you drink from a chipped glass or cup, you will forget your learning. If you walk away from a safer while you're learning and you leave it open, you will forget your learning. In fact, just last night I came home from shul, from Marin, and my son said to me, he noticed that there was a safer left open on the table, and said, Daddy, did you say that you're giving a shiur tomorrow about forgetting one's learning? Perhaps the biggest shock I found was in an obscure source in the Medrash. I haven't given you the handout. Shemos Rabbah. In Shemos Rabbah, the very beginning, well, in Perek Vav, on the Sidra Va'era, it says, "Hamisasek b'tzorchei tzibur," a person who is busy with all the needs of the community, "Meshgach Talmudan," he will forget his learning. Shock, horror. I don't want you all to resign from your worthy seats of being on the board of management and being gabos, honorary secretaries. But if a person spends too much time in osek b'tzorchei tzibur, it obviously means that he'll be having less time for his learning. Then he will be forgetting his learning. What's the solution? Right, as we bring in the davening on Shabbos morning, Misha osek b'tzorchei tzibur b'emuno, a person. You enter the illnesses, and you will be cured from all your illnesses. I mean, what better reward is there than to be forgiven for all your sins if you are osek b'tzorchei tzibur b'emunah? At least it's a consolation for forgetting your learning. I once asked the Shaila about this, you know, what do you do about osek? We have to be osek b'tzorchei tzibur. We have to do things for the community. So I was given the answer, well, you should try and share it out at least, so that each one of you does only a little bit, and it's not all piled on one person, and nobody else is doing it. Well, that is a source which really struck me with great shock. Well, at least he's paid for it. So I was asking myself, why? You know, if Chazal are saying to us, don't do these things, okay, some of them are not advisable, it's not polite, so it's not hygienic, to wash your hands, wiping your hands on your clothes, but why did Chazal make this emphasis of don't do it? As if it's a halacha. It's not just advice, it's not just musa, it's halacha. It's saying don't do it. One idea I had was, maybe Chazal were trying to put us into a framework of mind whereby we're constantly alert at what we're doing and we're constantly self-conscious of how we behave, then that in turn has an effect on our overall mental well-being. We can develop this. I did find in this Sefer Siach HaSodeh, he says that there is a din min haTorah. The Torah says, Hishom Elecho, guard yourself, Ushma Nafshecho, guard your souls. Whenever the Torah says Hishom Elecho, it's an expression of a low saseh. It's an expression, whenever it says Hishom Epen or Al, that is a low saseh min haTorah. The Torah is saying guard yourselves. These things which we have listed are self-destructive in one form or another. Whether it's self-destructive because of politeness or because of hygiene or because of something mystical that we do not clearly understand, these matters are self-destructive. As a result of that, you are then transgressing the Torah, which says, Hishom Elecho, Shmo Nafshecho, guard your souls. Don't do something which is self-destructive. So what are the things which help you remember things? There are a number of sources brought down. Tefillah number one, if you daven to Hashem, please Hashem, help me remember my learning, that will help you remember. Yirat Shemayim, a person who fears heaven, even when the fearing of heaven is greater than one's chokhmah, then one will maintain one's chokhmah. One will maintain one's knowledge. Anova, humility. A person who is humble will much more easily remember his learning. Miut Tanu, if a person limits the amount of pleasures in which he indulges, a person should, as we said, do chazara, revise his learning. When a person learns, he should say aloud what he's learning. Bekel rom. It's something psychological. Sometimes when I lock up a building and I say to myself, this building is now locked, and I say it aloud, then when I drive away, I don't have this worry, did I lock it up properly? I said it, or I said it three times, one remembers better. In the same way with one's learning. If one says one's learning bekel rom, one will remember it better. Try and make chidushim on one's learning, to make one's own explanations, to try and have a rav from whom one learns, or one rav in particular. One should learn betzino, not showing off with it. All these things that have statements, this is the Yerushalmi Brachas, which say then you will remember your learning. To learn with talmidim, to learn in a shul or in a beis hamedrash will help one remember one's learning. If one says, oh, I got sfarim at home, I'll learn at home, okay, it's still learning, but when one learns in the Beis HaKnesses or in the Beis HaMedrash, it's written that is where the Shekhinah is Shiruya, the Hashem's divine presence is present, and you will remember better. And it also says that you should try and make a room in your house, especially for learning. That will help you remember things. And if you don't have the space in your house, well, then you should make at least a corner of a room, especially designated for learning, and that will help you remember. To learn from a sefer, rather than just listening, Lasso simonim, to make mnemonics, to try and have a method of remembering things. There are books about how to develop a superpower memory with mnemonics. If you know your ABC, you can remember with pictures. A is for apple, B is for bar, C is for car. You connect things up with pictures. There are ways of remembering things, and that is easy to understand. A person should regularly eat one's breakfast, and if one does, one will remember one's learning. Well, we've already spoken from the Gemara about the roasted egg without salt, and about the olive oil, and about the wine, and the spices. A person should look at a tzaddik. If a person looks in the face of a tzaddik, it's supposed to help you remember your learning. To say Ava Rabo in your davening with great kavona, when you have a siyum, and there's all these pieces about the sons of Bar Popo, when they Rav Popo, that is also a way of remembering one's learning. And one should be careful not to think Divrei Torah in places like the toilet or bathroom. If one does, one will forget one's learning. The Vilna Gaon said that the hardest mitzvah for him to keep was trying to make sure he does not think Torah in the toilet or bathroom, and that is why he was known for writing maths books in the toilet. An interesting observation is that when you look at the Gedolei Yisrael, none of them in their old age suffered from senility. Unfortunately, senility happens to a lot of us even if it's not old age. But people who get old and who become senile, it's an unfortunate thing, but if you look at the Gedolei Yisrael, people like the Chazon Ish, the Chofetz Chaim, Reb Moshe Feinstein, Dorin Weiss, Stipe Legon, Shach, all these people, when they were in their 90s, they were all there. And it's a very interesting thing to note, that the senility does not attack those people who are immersed in Torah all their lives. Well, that has covered the subject in brief. I hope that some of it has been understandable. I just wanted to share something which I've managed to gather from various sources, something which I found in some places puzzling, in some places fascinating. Let's try and remember what we've said. Thank you.